the president of this inaugural session, the Most Venerable Sanghalankara Thero, the president of the International Buddhist Council, and also the director of the Mahabodhi Meditation Center. We would also welcome our Bhikkhu in charge and the Joint Secretary of the Mahabodhi Society of India, Venerable Medhalankara Thero. We would now like to welcome our distinguished guest in this inaugural session, the Honorable Commissioner of the Magad Division, Mr. R. K. Khandelwal. We also take this opportunity in welcoming Professor Dr. Ishtiaq, the Vice Chancellor of the Magad University, Bodh Gaya. We welcome Mr. Nangzi Dorje, the Member Secretary of the Bodh Gaya Temple Management Committee. I would now request Venerable K. Medhalankara Thero to please welcome the distinguished audience.
Most venerable member of the Mahasangha, most venerable Pratikan Kukit Savasdipol, Chief Abbot Wat Napavan, Bangkok, His Holiness Diglo Kense Rinpoche, Spiritual Head Sachan International, Venerable Mahinda Mahathero, Founder Director, Alok Foundation, Malaysia, Ven Ungen Nangel, Bhutan, Ven Dr. Varsambodhi Thera, Bangladesh, Ven Sadalankara Bhikkhu, Myanmar, Ven Dhammadeep, Nalanda University, Ven Dr. Liu Phan, Vietnam Buddhist University, Honorable Commissioner Magad Division, Sri R. K. Khandelwal, Honorable Vice Chancellor, Professor M. D. Ishtiaq, Magad University, Professor Tase Paljol Le Dadak, Mr. N. Dorje, Member Secretary of the Bodh Gaya Temple Management Committee, Honorable Member of the Mahabodhi Society of India, Honorable Citizen of Bodh Gaya, Faculty member of the various departments of Magad University, distinguished and official and media person, dayakas and pilgrims from various countries. On behalf of the Bodh Gaya Center of Mahabodhi Society of India, I ask its Bhikkhu in charge to welcome you. Distinguished participation and august present here today on this auspicious occasion to mark the 150th birth anniversary of Srimad Devamith Anagarika Dharampala, the founder of the Mahabodhi Society. I would like to remind you that it was Venerable Anagarika Dharampala who had convened the first International Buddhist Conference in October 1891, about 120 years before, at this holy place of Bodh Gaya. The conference was participated by the representatives of Buddhist countries, including particular Buddhist regions. Keeping in this mind, we in collaboration with the International Buddhist Council of Bodh Gaya have committed to commemorate that. Even we have planned out this International Dhamma Conference 2014. It is being graced by the representatives of more than 14 countries. Anagarika Dharampala visited many places in India, exploring the ancient glory of the Dhamma, but when he came to Bodh Gaya and sat near the Vajrasana, He became very sad to notice the deplorable condition of the holy site, so dear to the Buddhists of the world. He took a vow to bring due dignity and pristine of the holy spot. He did not go back from Buddhagaya after praying veneration, but stopped here from January 21st to March 12th, that is 52 days. Every day he kept himself very busy with the aquariums, the prestigious possession of the Mahabodhi temple. Anagarika Dharampala devoted his whole life for the cause of the Dhamma, and today we are seeing the good fruits of his great sacrifice. I therefore seek your kind cooperation and wholehearted support for the continuing this Dhamma conference in the following years to come. Once again, I welcome you, one and all, assembled here today. Bhavatu Sarva Mangalam.
Distinguished guest at the dais, venerable monks, ladies and gentlemen, let me first of all congratulate Mahabodhi Society of India for organizing this international Dhamma conference. I also welcome you all to this place, the land of moksha and enlightenment. I know you are going to deliberate the whole day on the preachings of Lord Buddha, who has taught us universal brotherhood, peace, renunciation, and lot many things. I am sure that this conference will go a long way in giving peace to society and promoting brotherhood. I will conclude my remarks by saying, today you will be discussing a lot about the preachings, and I am hopeful that once you leave this hall, the preachings of Lord Buddha.
The life is very important, and it is precious on the surface of the earth. It should be promoted. It should be protected. And Lord Buddha's teaching is there to protect the humanity, to promote the humanity, to promote brotherliness, to promote cooperation, to promote health, and to understand each other, develop a society in which interaction will take place, coordination will take place. And therefore, while taking care of the Buddha's ideas, we can find out a way through which the brotherhoodship, or you can say the cooperation, interaction, and the developmental activity can be promoted, and humanity can be promoted over the earth's surface. And therefore, it is my request from here that we should follow the path shown by our Lord Buddha for making this world a happy home. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for your enlightening speech.
On this very auspicious occasion of International Dhamma Conference organized by Mahabodhi Society of India, Bodh Gaya branch, and International Buddhist Council of Bodh Gaya, with the theme to offer homage to Anagarika Dharmapala, the founder of Mahabodhi Society of India, and as well as more than that, the one who really revived Buddhism in the land of Buddhism's birth. That is, he had Bodhgaya because of his vision and his mission. We are here now today, so we can definitely say that something what he aspired, what he aimed, that is what, there's a progress, now is with us, there's a big responsibility to move ahead. So on this occasion, I particularly, on behalf of Mahabodhi, Mahabihara, the main temple of Bodhgaya, and Bodhgaya Temple Management Committee, would like to appreciate and congratulate the Mahabodhi Society of India and the International Buddhist Council. In fact, within this organization, all temples and monasteries are included. So this lead, I believe, this is a appropriate thing. We are very happy to see increase in number of temples, monasteries in Bodhgaya, and more than that, highly they are developing in an externally way. But there's earnest need to have enriched insight. The temples and monasteries should be enriched with the activities. Here we are talking about the Dhamma conference, activities, Dharma activities in this sense.
In addition, there are so many more pilgrims coming now, thousands and thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. So this is an incredible opportunity here in Bodhgaya. One of the things that's been most encouraging is to see how many Buddhist temples are now educational institutions as well as guest houses for pilgrims. So there are many monks who are studying in college here. Some are studying at Magadha University, some are studying at colleges in their own temples. But there are hundreds of monks studying here. So actually Bodhgaya is becoming a type of university itself. It's a wonderful resource. But one thing has been a little bit lacking, as N. Dorje has outlined, and I really encourage you to follow his suggestions, and that is communication between the different groups. And that's why I think this conference is so important, is that the different Sangha members and the different traditions have an opportunity to speak together and exchange ideas. For centuries, Buddhists in different countries were isolated. But today, we're not isolated anymore. We can come here to Bodhgaya, and we can exchange views. We have not had an opportunity for Buddhists of different traditions to exchange views so freely since the days about 1,000 years ago when Buddhism was strong here in India, and centers like Bodhgaya and Nalanda were centers of learning that attracted Buddhist scholars from all over the Buddhist world. Those days are now coming back, and this conference is an excellent example of that, and I hope that this will continue into the future as N. Dorje has suggested. And I think that Anagarika Dharmapala would be extremely pleased if he knew about this conference today. So I'd like to strongly congratulate the organizers. Thank you very much.
I would like to initially express my appreciation for the Mahabodhi Society of India and my gratitude at being invited to spend some time with you at this international Dharma conference held here in the most sacred site of all Buddhists, Bodhgaya, the holy seat where our teacher, Lord Buddha, attained enlightenment. As you know, the Mahabodhi Society of India was founded by the most venerable Devamita Anangarika Dharmapala in the late 1800s, with the objective of not only preserving and developing the sites sacred to our Lord Buddha, but of preserving and spreading his teachings, the sacred Dharma. The effects of this endeavor can still be experienced throughout India today. The teachings of Buddha can be divided into those transmission and of the accomplishment throughout practice. The latter can only be accomplished through the personal practice, but for the former, the Dharma of transmission, this realized not only upon the teachings of sutras and shastras. but also on the blessing and inspiration of the Shakyamuni Buddha himself, visiting the sites sacred to our Lord Buddha, and receiving teachings, discussing the Dharma in situations such as this International Dharma Conference, can I feel greatly contribute to the understanding and spreading of the Dharma. As a disciple or student of Buddha who has visited and gained great inspiration from the wonderfully kept sacred sites of Lord Buddha, I would like to express my great thanks to Mahabodhi Society of India and wish you all the best for your conference, not only for today, but for many years.
ขอบคุณที่ทางมหาโพธิ์สมาคมได้มีการจัดประชุมกันในวันนี้ก็ได้เชิญผมมาพูดในวันนี้ด้วย
I wish to thank the Mahabodhi Society for inviting me to give a talk today.
ก่อนอื่นก็ขอระลึกถึงอนาคาริกะธรรมปาละที่ได้เป็นผู้บุกเบิกทำให้พุทธศาสนาเนี่ยได้กลับคืนมาสู่ทางประเทศอินเดียอีกครั้งหนึ่ง
First of all, I would like to give a remembrance to the Anakarika Dhammapala who revived Buddhismso that the teachings of the Lord Buddha can be brought back to its original place again.
สิ่งที่อนาคาริกะธัมมปาละได้กระทำเนี่ยจะตรงกับที่พระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าได้ตรัสเอาไว้ในเรื่องของความเป็นรัตนะ5และบุคคลผู้หาได้ยากในโลก
What Anakarika Dhammapala has accomplished is what the Lord Buddha has taught about the five precious gems and the very difficult type of person to be found in this world
คือการที่เป็นผู้ที่ประกาศคำของตถาคตหรือแสดงธรรมอันตถาคตประกาศไว้ดีแล้วในความเป็นรัตนะ5และบุคคลที่หาได้ยากในโลกนะ3พวกนะก็คืออรันตสัมมาสัมพุทธะผู้ที่แสดงธรรมอันตถาคตประกาศไว้ดีแล้วและผู้มีความกตัญญูกตเวที
One of the qualities of the five gems is the person who declared the teachings of the Buddha to proclaim the teachings of the Buddha and the type of a difficult people or difficult persons to find in this world is the Lord Buddha Tathagata and one who proclaims the words of the Buddha and also the one who is grateful
Let-ในโอกาสที่มีการประชุมในวันนี้ก็ชื่อว่าได้เป็นการเดินตามพระศาสดาได้มีการเดินตามพระศาสดาในส่วนของอปริหานิยธรรมอันเป็นธรรมที่เป็นไปเพื่อความเจริญไม่เสื่อมก็คือมีการหมั่นประชุมกันหนึ่งนิดประชุมกันให้มากพอความเจริญก็เป็นสิ่งที่หวังได้ไม่มีความเสื่อมเลยอยู่เพียงนั้น
And on the occasion that we are here today, we are following the teachings of the Buddha in that we are assembling for the non-decline of the teachings. We are making the teachings of the Buddha be known in this world.
และในขณะเดียวกันเราก็คิดว่าในการทำอย่างนี้จะเป็นเหตุแห่งความ ตั้งมั่นของพระสัทธรรม
And by doing this we are believing that this is the reason and the cause for the non-decline for the continuation of Dhamma
และอย่างที่พระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าพระศาสดาตถาคตของเราได้กล่าวไว้ว่าอานนท์ความขาดศูนย์แห่งกัลยาณวัตรนี้มีในยุคแห่งบุรุษใดบุรุษนั้นชื่อว่าบุรุษคนสุดท้ายแห่งบุรุษทั้งหลาย
And just like what the Buddha has taught with Ananta in Buddha's time that Ananta when there is a breach in the practice of the good practice between two persons
เราขอกล่าวย้ำกับพวกเธอทั้งหลายว่าพวกเธอทั้งหลายอย่าเป็นบุรุษพวกสุดท้ายของเราเลย
When there's the breach between good practice between the two persons that is the last man and the Buddha said thatplease continue this good practice do not be the last man
ดังนั้นการที่ท่านอนาริกะธรรมปาละได้เคยกระทำมาก่อนและการกระทำในปัจจุบันนี้ที่มีการประชุมกันอยู่อย่างต่อเนื่องก็จะเป็นเหตุให้พระสัทธรรมของตถาคตนั้นดำรงอยู่ได้อย่างมั่นคงและสืบต่อไป
And by what the Anakarika Dhammapala has done before and by what we have been gathering here today we will be continuing the teachings of the Buddha we will be constituting the non-decline and the continuation of the teachings of the Buddha
ก็หวังว่าการประชุมในวันนี้คงจะได้เกิดประโยชน์ต่อการที่พุทธบริษัททั้งหลายจะได้กลับเข้ามาศึกษาคำที่ออกจากปากของพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าโดยตรง
And I hope that this conference today will be an opportunity for the companies of Buddhists from around the world, from different places, to come back and to learn and to practice the teachings of the Buddha once again.
และก็หวังว่าในปีต่อๆไปหรือในโอกาสต่อๆไปก็คงจะได้มีโอกาสในการจัดการประชุม International Dhamma Conference อย่างนี้อีกเพื่อความตั้งมั่นแห่งคำของตถาคตสืบไป
And I hope that this international conference will be continued for the many years to come so that the teachings of the Buddha will remain and will be continued from many more years to come from all eternity
ก็ขออนุโมทนากับทุกๆคน
And อนุโมทนา to everybody
Here today on his auspicious occasion to mark the 150th birth anniversary of Sri Anakarika Dhammapala, the founder of Mahabodhi Society, I would like to remind you that it was Venerable Anakarika Dhammapala who had convened the first International Buddhist Council.In October 1891. So today we are gathering for International Dhamma Talk. When we will talk about Dhamma today, what is spine with the heart? Not only blood, but also every blood.Why is it very nice? So 2600 years ago, Buddha got enlightenment here in Buddhagaya. He teach the Dhamma. His teaching is very essential and very important, spreading over the world. Basic Dhamma is Sabba Pabasa Akarana. No to do any wrong thing. Kusalesa Ubasamada. To do good thing. Sasesa Priyo Dhabana. To purify mind. This one is very important for all of us. Today, we are very overdue. Today, the teaching of the Lord Buddha is already existing in our world. Therefore, we should not forget to take this opportunity of good Dhamma to get and work toward our goal of real internet and permanent peace and happiness.
अभी जब तिब्बत पर चीन ने आक्रमण किया उसके बाद तिब्बत के विद्वान लोग भारत आए हैं उनके प्रयास से भारत वर्ष में बहुत से बहुत बिहारों का निर्माण हुआ है
उन ऑल द वेनरेबल मॉन्क्स एंड स्कॉलर्स एंड प्रैक्टिशनर्स एंड टीचर्स आर सिटिंग ऑन द डायस सो इन आवर फर्स्ट डिस्कोर्स विल बी गिवन बाय हिज होलीनेस प्रहलाद थिक्कन कुकरित स्वासदीपोल Chief about Napa Pong Watpa, Bangkok, Thailand. So he is a great teacher. He is propagating the true words of the Buddha or Buddha Vachana. And he is mainly sticking to the Buddha's words. What are the true words? The Vinaya, discipline, the sayings of the Buddha. So he will mainly emphasize his teaching on the true words of the Buddha, which he is preaching. So I hope we should pay much attention. We will listen to His Holiness Pra Thikkan Kukrit Swasdipol. I hope he will speak in Thai, and we will have his discourse translation by another venerable. He will translate his discourse.
อยากจะนำคำสอนของพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้ามาให้ในที่ประชุมนี้ได้รับฟังกัน
I want to deliver the true teachings of the Buddha to all the people who have been gathering here today
เหตุผลที่สำคัญก็คือพระศาสดาของเรานั้นเป็นผู้กำหนดสมาธิได้ทุกครั้งในการพูดไม่พลาดแม้แต่คำเดียว
The reason for this is that because our great teacher the Buddha is the only person who can concentrate his mind at every moment that he speaks
พระองค์ตรัสว่าอัคคิเวสนะจำเดิมแต่เราเริ่มแสดงกระทั่งคำสุดท้ายแห่งการกล่าวเรื่องนั้นๆย่อมตั้งไว้ซึ่งจิตในสมาธินิมิตอันเป็นในภายใน
he taught Akivesana. He told Akivesana that Akivesana, from the moment that I speak until the last moment that I have spoken, I always concentrate my mind to a singleness, just like I've taught everybody.
และตถาคตนั้นยังได้ตรัสกับภิกขุทั้งหลายว่านับตั้งแต่ราตรีที่ได้ตรัสรู้กระทั่งถึงราตรีที่ปรินิพพานตลอดเวลาระหว่างนั้นตถาคตได้กล่าวสอนพร่ำสอนแสดงออกซึ่งถ้อยคำใดถ้อยคำเหล่านั้นทั้งหมดย่อมเข้ากันได้โดยประการเดียวทั้งสิ้นไม่แย้งกันเป็นประการอื่นเลย
And he spoke to the bhikkhus. He told the bhikkhus that, bhikkhus, from the moment that I have attained enlightenment until the moment that I pass away with the nirvana, all my words are just so and not otherwise.
และความสามารถของพระศาสดาอีกอย่างหนึ่งคือคำพูดของพระองค์นั้นเป็นอากาลิโก
And another ability of his teaching is that his teachings are timeless.And can be understood now.
ดังนั้นพระศาสดาจึงตรัสว่าสุตตันตะเหล่าใดที่นักกวีแต่งขึ้นใหม่จะเป็นคำร้อยกลองประเภทกาบกลอนมีอักษรสละสลวยมีพยัญชนะอันวิจิตรเป็นเรื่องนอกแนวเป็นคำกล่าวของสาวก
So he told the bhikkhus that with this reasonWith their discourse that are spoken by poets, merely poetry, with beautiful words and phrases, when such are recited.
เมื่อมีผู้นำสุตตันตะเหล่านั้นมากล่าวอยู่เธอจักไม่ฟังด้วยดีไม่เงี่ยหูฟังไม่ตั้งจิตเพื่อจะรู้ทั่วถึงและจักไม่สำคัญว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ตนควรศึกษาเล่าเรียน
So when those discourses that are external to DhammaUttered by the followers, when such are recited, you shall not listen to them. You shall not lend a ready ear to them, and will not consider that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master.
สุนสุตตันตะเหล่าใดที่เป็นคำของตถาคตเป็นข้อความลึกมีความหมายซึ้งเป็นชั้นโลกุตระว่าเฉพาะด้วยเรื่องสุญญตา
But when the discourses that are spoken by the Tathagataa deep and deep in meaning, transcendental, dealing with emptiness, when such are recited.
เมื่อมีผู้นำสุตตันตะเหล่านั้นมากล่าวอยู่เธอย่อมฟังด้วยดีย่อมเงี่ยหูฟังย่อมตั้งจิตเพื่อจะรู้ทั่วถึงและย่อมสำคัญว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ตนควรศึกษาเล่าเรียน
And when those discourses that are uttered by the Tathagata, you should lend a ready ear to them.Apply to them a mind bent on understanding, and consider that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master.
ด้วยเหตุผลดังที่พระศาสดาได้กล่าวมานี้ทางคณะสงฆ์ที่วัดจึงได้เพียรพยายามที่จะทรงจำในคำของตถาคตแล้วปฏิบัติตามคำตถาคตและเผยแผ่คำตถาคตออกไป
So with this reason that the Buddha has spoken in the Buddha's time, the bhikkhus and the Sangha community at Wat Nam Phapong, Bangkok, have put an effort into reciting, memorizing, and learning only the words of the Buddha, practice only the words of the Buddha, and declaring only the words of the Buddha.
พระองค์ยังตรัสอีกว่าในการยืดยาวนานฝ่ายอนาคตจักมีภิกขุไม่สนใจคำตถาคต
He also warned the bhikkhus that in the future there will be bhikkhus that will not pay attention to the teachings of the Buddha
สุตตันตะเหล่าใดที่นักกวีแต่งขึ้นใหม่เป็นคำร้อยกรองประเภทกาบกลอนมีอักษรสละสลวยมีพยัญชนะอันวิจิตรเป็นเรื่องนอกแนวเป็นคำกล่าวของสาวก
So when there are discourses that are uttered by poets, tricked out with fair-sounding phrases, external to Dhamma, uttered by the followers.
ภิกขุเหล่านั้นกลับไปสนใจกลับไปเงี่ยวหูลงฟังกลับไปตั้งจิตเพื่อจะรู้ทั่วถึงกลับไปสำคัญว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ตนควรศึกษาเล่าเรียน
Those bhikkhu will instead listen to them, lend a ready ear to them, apply to them a mind bent on understanding, and would instead consider that those teachings are something to be learned by heart and master.
ด้วยการกระทำดังนี้จะเปรียบเหมือนกลองศึกของกษัตริย์พวกทัศสารหะชื่ออนากะนั้นมีอยู่เมื่อกลองอนากะนี้ตีไปมีแผลแตกหรือลิกษัตริย์ทัศสารหะก็หาเนื้อไม้อื่นทำเป็นลิ่มตีเสริมเข้าไปในรอยแตกของกลองนั้นทำอย่างนี้ทุกคราวไปในที่สุดเนื้อไม้เดิมของตัวกลองก็หมดสิ้นไปเหลืออยู่แต่เพียงเนื้อไม้ที่ทำเสริมเข้าใหม่เท่านั้น
With this the Buddha made an analogy of the kettle drum, the kettle drum of the Tathagata called Anaka. When this kettle drum has been beaten, they will start to break away, and the Tathagata will put a new peg into them. And there will come a time when this drum will only remain with the new peg, and the old drum head will disappear.
ด้วยการกระทำดังนี้นี้คือความอันตรธานของสุตตันตะเหล่านั้นที่เป็นคำของตถาคตเป็นข้อความลึกมีความหมายซึ้งเป็นชั้นลูกุตระ ว่าเฉพาะด้วยเรื่องสุญญตาจักมีได้ด้วยอาการอย่างนี
้ So when the followers of the Buddha starts listening to the new teaching external to Dhamma, this will be the cause for the disappearance for the decline of the teaching of the Buddha, and it will cause his teaching to disappear
ดังนั้นคณะสงฆ์จึงพยายามที่จะทรงไว้ซึ่งพระธรรมคำสอนของพระศาสดาโดยตรง
So the Sanghas and the Vatnapapomu try our best to remain true to the words of the Buddha and try to conserve the words of the Buddha
และในพุทธวจนะที่พระองค์ตรัสอีกว่าอานนท์ความขาดศูนย์แห่งกัลยาณวัตรนี้มีในยุคแห่งบุรุษใดบุรุษนั้นชื่อว่าบุรุษคนสุดท้ายแห่งบุรุษทั้งหลาย
And the Buddha also spoke to Ananta. He told Ananta that Ananta, when there is a breach in this good practice between two monks,
พระองค์บอกว่าเกี่ยวกับกัลยาณวัตรนั้นเราขอกล่าวย้ำกับเธอโดยประการที่เธอทั้งหลายจะพากันประพฤติตามกัลยาณวัตรที่เราตั้งไว้แล้วนี้เธอทั้งหลายอย่าเป็นบุรุษพวกสุดท้ายของเราเลย
So when there is a breach between the good practice between two persons, this will be the disappear of the good practice, and he will be the last man. And he told the bhikkhus that, please continue this good practice and do not be the last man.
และพระองค์ยังตรัสว่าธรรมก็ดีวินัยก็ดีที่เราแสดงแล้วบัญญัติแล้วแก่พวกเธอทั้งหลายธรรมวินัยนั้นจะเป็นศาสดาของพวกเธอทั้งหลายต่อไปโดยการล่วงไปแห่งเรา
And also he said that the dhamma and the discipline that is taught very well will be our master, will be our teacher when he has passed away.
สิ่งหนึ่งที่พระศาสดาได้บอกสอนและสรรเสริญไว้มากก็คือเรื่องของอานาปานสติสมาธิ
What Buddha has mostly celebrated and encouraged is the practice of Anapanasati.
พระองค์บอกว่าภิกขุทั้งหลายเมื่อครั้งก่อนเรายังเป็นโพธิสัตว์อยู่ย่อมอยู่ด้วยวิหารธรรมนี้เป็นส่วนมากคืออานาปานสติสมาธิทำให้กายของพระองค์ไม่ลำบากตาของพระองค์ไม่ลำบากและจิตของพระองค์ก็หลุดพ้นจากอาสวะเพราะไม่ถือมั่นด้วยอุปทานบอกภิกขุทั้งหลายถ้าพวกเธอทั้งหลายต้องการให้กายไม่ลำบากตาไม่ลำบากและจิตของเธอก็หลุดพ้นจากอาสวะเพราะไม่ถือมั่นด้วยอุปทานแล้วไซอานาปานสติสมาธินี่แหละอันเธอทั้งหลายพึงกระทำไว้ในใจให้เป็นอย่างดี
He told the bhikkhus that bhikkhus when he was only a bodhisattva and has not attained liberation he has cultivated a lot of anapanasati and with the practice of anapanasati his body is still with pleasure, and his mind is still not facing difficulty, and he was able to attain liberation and free himself from all the taints. And he taught the bhikkhus, if you wish that you don't have difficulties with your body, and you don't have difficulties with your eye, and that you wish to attain liberation and free yourself from all the taints, do cultivate a lot of anapanasati samadhi.
พระองค์ยังสอนให้ภิกขุว่าภิกขุไปแล้วสู่ป่าสู่โคนไม้สู่เรือนว่างก็ตามนั่งคู่ขาเข้ามาโดยรอบตั้งกายตรงดำรงสติเฉพาะหน้ามีสติหายใจเข้าม
ีสติหายใจออกเมื่อหายใจเข้ายาวก็รู้ว่าหายใจเข้ายาวเมื่อหายใจออกยาวก็รู้ว่าหายใจออกยาวเมื่อหายใจเข้าสั้นก็รู้ว่าหายใจเข้าสั้นเมื่อหายใจออกสั้นก็รู้ว่าหายใจออกสั้นทำความรู้พร้อมเฉพาะซึ่งกายทั้งปวงหายใจเข้าทำความรู้พร้อมเฉพาะซึ่งกายทั้งปวงหายใจออกทำกายสังขารให้ลำงับอยู่หายใจเข้าทำกายสังขารให้ลำงับอยู่หายใจออก
And he talked to the bhikkhus about how to practice anapanasati. He told the bhikkhus that bhikkhus, when you go to the forest, to the foot at the foot of a tree or to an empty hut, sit yourself crosswise, sit yourself straight, and mindfully you breathe in and mindfully you breathe out. When you breathe long, you know that you're breathing long. When you breathe out, you know that you breathe out. Tranquilizing your mind, your body, you breathe in, and tranquilizing your mind, you breathe out.
ด้วยการกระทำดังนี
้ชื่อว่าภิกขุนั้นเป็นผู้มีความเพียรเผากิเลสมีสัมปชัญญะมีสตินำอภิชฌาและโทมนัสในโลกออกเสียได้
With only practice of anapanasati, the Buddha said that the bhikkhu has already practicing and training diligently in getting rid of all the ill will, and he has attained a mode of consciousness and get rid of all the longing in this world.
ถ้าจิตของภิกขุเนี่ยเคลื่อนออกไปจากกายคตาสติพระองค์ให้พยายามที่จะละความเพลินละความเพลินแล้วสำรวมอินทรีย์กลับเอาจิตมาตั้งไว้ในกายอีกครั้งหนึ่งหรือลมหายใจเข้าลมหายใจออกนี
้ And the Buddha told the bhikkhus that when the bhikkhu's mind starts to wander off from the body, the bhikkhus should get rid of all those thoughts and emotions and come back to anapanasati, to the breath and to the body, and restrain his body and his mind
ด้วยการกระทำดังนี้ภิกขุนั้นสามารถเป็นผู้กำหนดรู้การเกิดดับของรูปและนามได้และสามารถเข้าใจในเรื่องของอริยสัจ4เป็นเหตุให้ได้มรรคผลนิพพาน
And with getting rid of all the emotions and coming back to anapanasati, the Buddha says that the bhikkhuwill be able to contemplate the origination and the cessation of name and form of the physical and will be able to understand the Four Noble Truths which would lead him into liberation.
สิ่งที่พระศาสดาต้องการให้รู้อันดับแรกของการเกิดมาคือต้องการให้รู้ในเรื่องของอริยสัจ4ทุกสมุทัยนิโรธแล้วก็มรรค
What the Buddha wants us to know the first thing when we are born as human is to know the Four Noble Truths the suffering the origin of suffering the cessation of suffering and the way to end all kinds of suffering.
ด้วยการเจริญอานาปานสติเท่านี้เป็นเหตุให้อริยสัจ4นั้นสมบูรณ์บริบูรณ์ขึ้นมาได้และเป็นเหตุให้ชื่อว่าเรานั้นปฏิบัติตามโอวาททำตามคำสอนของพระศาสดาแล้ว
So with cultivation of Anapanasati we will be able to understand the Four Noble Truths and with the cultivation of Anapanasati the Buddha says that we are alreadybehaving, training, and practicing the words of the Buddha and being obedient to his teaching.
อีกเรื่องหนึ่งที่พระองค์สรรเสริญไว้ก็คือการให้ภิกขุทั้งหลายนั้นเข้ามาศึกษาปฏิบัติและเรียนรู้ในเรื่องของอิทัปปัจจยตาและปฏิจจสมุปบาท
Another thing that the Buddha invites and encourages the bhikkhus to come into study and to contemplate is the dependent origination, the discourse of the dependent origination.
ด้วยการพิจารณาว่าเพราะอะไรมีอะไรจึงมีเพราะอะไรเกิดอะไรจึงเกิดเพราะอะไรไม่มีอะไรจึงไม่มีและเพราะอะไรดับอะไรจึงดับ
By trying to contemplateWhen this this arises, that comes to be. With the arising of this, that arises. When this does not exist, that does not come to be. With the cessation of this, that ceases.
และให้ภิกขุนั้นเป็นผู้ฉลาดในอายตนะคือตาหูจมูกลิ้นกายและใจ
And the Buddha wants the bhikkhus to be wise and to be intelligent in the sensory organs, that is the eye, the nose, the tongue, the mouth, the taste, and the touch.
การที่พุทธบริษัทนั้นเป็นผู้ฉลาดในปฏิจจสมุปบาทและเป็นผู้ฉลาดในอายตนะจะเป็นเหตุแห่งความตั้งมั่นของพรหมจรรย์นะเป็นการอนุเคราะห์แก่เทวดาและมนุษย์ทั้งหลายเป็นเหตุแห่งความตั้งมั่นของพระสัทธรรมและคนคนนั้นก็สามารถที่จะได้มรรคผลนิพพานขึ้นมา
So when the companies of Buddhists are wise and intelligent in the dependent origination are wise and intelligentIn the sensory organs, the Buddha said this is the cause. This constitutes to the continuation and the non-declining of the Dhamma, and will be a benefit and a good deed for the devas and the human, and will allow the bhikkhus to enter into liberation.
อีกอย่างหนึ่งพระองค์อยากให้พวกเราเนี่ยรู้ในเรื่องของกรรม
Another factor is that the Buddha wants us to understand the discourse on karma.
อย่างแรกก็คือพระองค์ตรัสว่าภิกขุทั้งหลายเรากล่าวซึ่งเจตนาว่าเป็นกรรม
The Buddha said to bhikkhus, bhikkhus, I say that determinate thoughts is called karma.
เหตุเกิดของกรรมมีขึ้นเพราะผัสสะ
The origination of karma is because of contact.
ความมีประมาณต่างๆของกรรมคือกรรมที่ทำให้สัตว์ไปเกิดในนรกกำเนิดเดรัจฉานเปรตวิสัยมนุษย์โลกเทวโลกมี
The variety of karma is the variation that allow that causesThe beings to be born in hell, in perishable ghosts, in the animal kingdom, as a human being, and in the devas world.
วิบากของกรรมมีสามระดับคือวิบากในทิฏฐธรรมคือในปัจจุบันวิบากในอุปปัชชะและอัปปรปริยายะ เวลาถัดมาและเวลาถัดมาอีก
And the fruit of karma is of three stages. One is that it is here now. Second, it is in the next level. And another, third one is at the further time.
และสุดท้าย ลองสุดท้ายก็คือพระองค์ตรัสในเรื่องของกรรมนิโรธความดับแห่งกรรมมีเพราะความดับแห่งผัสสะ
And the second last thing he talked about is the ending of karma. The ending of karma arises out of the ending of contact.
ข้อสุดท้ายข้อที่6ในเรื่องของกรรมก็คือวิธีเข้าถึงความดับไม่เหลือแห่งกรรมพระองค์ตรัสว่าภิกขุทั้งหลายอริยะอัตถังคิกมรรคนี้นั่นเองคือกัมมะนิโรธคามินีปฏิปทาให้ถึงความดับไม่เหลือแห่งกรรม
And the last thing he talked about karma is the way to end karma. He told the bhikkhus that bhikkhus the way to end karma is the noble eightfold path.
ถ้าผู้ใดรู้ในเรื่องของกรรม6อย่างนี้บุคคลนั้นชื่อว่าเป็นบุคคลผู้สมบูรณ์ด้วยทิฏฐิจัดว่าเป็นโสดาบันบุคคล
If anyone who wisely understood these 6 aspects of karma the Buddha said that this bhikkhu would attain the right view and would constitute to be the Sotapanna, the noble person.
เราได้รวบรวมคุณธรรมของความเป็นพระโสดาบันที่ตรัสโดยพระตถาคตเอาไว้ถึง50กว่านัยยะ
We have collected the teaching of the Buddha about how to be Sotapanna, about more than 50 teachings, about more than 50 discourses.
นัยยะหนึ่งที่ไม่ยากนักกับทั้งคารวาสแล้วก็บรรพชิตก็คือที่พระองค์ตรัสว่าให้เป็นผู้มีความเลื่อมใสในพระพุทธพระธรรมและพระสงฆ์อย่างไม่หวั่นไหวและมีศีลอันเป็นที่รักของพระอริยเจ้าคือศีลที่ไม่ขาดไม่ทะลุไม่ด่างไม่พร้อย
One of the teaching that he talked about Sotapanna which is quite easy for the layperson and bhikkhus is to have the unwavering faith in the Buddhas, in his Dhamma, and in the Sangha. And to have the conduct that is free from all the wrong view.
อีกอย่างหนึ่งที่คล้ายๆกันก็คือมั่นคงในพระพุทธพระธรรมพระสงฆ์อย่างไม่หวั่นไหวและมีการให้ทานโดยวางจิตปราศจากความตระหนี่อันเป็นมลทินก็จัดว่าเป็นโสดาบัน
And another teaching about Sotapanna which is similar is that to have an unwavering faith in the Buddha in his Dhamma and in the Sangha and to have an act of donationan act of giving without having the thought of stinginess in the mind.
เราพยายามรวบรวมพุทธวจนะในบทที่ง่ายๆมาเพื่อสอนกับบุคคลผู้มีอินทรีย์ยังไม่แก่กล้า
We have also tried to make a collection of the Buddha's teachingthat are quite easy for people who might find Buddhism difficult to access.
และได้รวมธรรมะชั้นลึกที่เป็นโลกุตระว่าเฉพาะเรื่องสุญญตาสำหรับบุคคลผู้มีอินทรีย์แก่กล้าเพื่อจะได้รู้ธรรมะที่ละเอียดลึกซึ้งและปราณีตยิ่งขึ้น
And we also have made a collection of a profound DhammaThe Dhamma that deals with Nibbana and transcendental, dealing with emptiness, for the people who have
good strength in training so that they would be able to practice Dhamma easily.
และพยายามที่จะนำคำของตถาคตล้วนๆนี้ไปในหลายๆภาษาเพื่อให้ภิกขุผู้มีความสนใจในการเข้ามาศึกษาคำของตถาคตโดยตรงนั้นได้มีโอกาสในการที่ตนเองจะได้เข้ามาเสพคบคำพระศาสดามาปฏิบัติตามคำพระศาสดาและถ่ายทอดคำพระศาสดาออกไป
We also made a great effort in trying to transmit the true teachings of the Buddha into different languages so that people and companies of Buddhism who have the interest in the teachings of the Buddha, the pure teachings of the Buddha,who have the opportunity to access into his teaching.
ก็หวังว่าการประชุมในคราวนี้จะเป็นโอกาสหนึ่งในการทำความตกลงร่วมมือกันระหว่างทางวัดนาปะพงกับทางมูมหาโพสมาคมแล้วก็ทาง IBC แล้วก็อีกหลายๆองค์กรนะที่จะได้ร่วมมือกันในการที่จะทำข้อมูลที่ถูกต้องตรงจริงเป็นคำของพระศาสดาล้วนๆออกมาเพื่อให้หมู่ภิกขุและพุทธบริษัททั้งหลายเนี่ยได้มีโอกาสได้เสพครบนำไปปฏิบัติแล้วก็เผยแผ
่ And I hope that this conference will be an opportunity for the joint collaboration between us and Mahabodhi Society, the IBC, the BTMC, so that we would collaborateinto trying to bring the teachings of the Buddha, the true teachings of the Buddha, to propagate the true teachings of the Buddha for bhikkhu, bhikkhunis, upasok, upasika, who wish to practice, to learn, and to propagate the true teachings of the Buddha in the future.
และก็ยินดีที่จะสนับสนุนในทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างที่สามารถกระทำได้ต่อทุกๆองค์กรดังที่กล่าวมานี
้ and we are very happy and welcome to support all these organizations that I have mentioned above into the propagation of the true teachings of the Buddha
ทั้งนี้ก็เพื่อความเจริญและความตั้งมั่นของคำของตถาคตสืบไปเพื่อให้คำของตถาคตนั้นยังรากมั่นคงลงในที่ประเทศอินเดียซึ่งเป็นต้นกำเนิดของศาสนาพุทธเราตัวผมเองและตัวคณะสงฆ์มีความหวังเช่นนั้นอยากเห็นความเจริญและความตั้งมั่นของพระสัทธรรมคำสอนให้ตั้งมั่นในอินเดียแล้วก็ทุกประเทศทั่วโลก
And all this is for the growth of the teachings of the Buddha for the teachings of the Buddha to have its roots back into the original place of the Buddha we at the Sangha and the followers, the devotees from Thailand, we wish for the growth of the true teachings of the Buddha in India and in every other country in this world.
ดังคำที่ตถาคตได้กล่าวไว้ว่าคำของตถาคตนั้นยิ่งเปิดเผยยิ่งรุ่งเรืองปิดบังไว้ไม่รุ่งเรือง
Just like what the Buddha has said, that his teachingWhen revealed, will be the cause for the growth. But when we try to close it, it will be for the decline.
และก็หวังเป็นอย่างยิ่งว่าพวกเราทั้งหลายจะไม่เป็นบุรุษคนสุดท้ายในกัลยาณวัตรของพระองค
์ And I hope that everyone over here will not be the last man for the good practice of the Buddha.
ก็ขอจบการบรรยายเพียงเท่านี้
And I want to end this lecture now.
Now we were listening to His Holiness Prabhupada, the 10th Kukrit Swasthi Pol. It was like listening to a discourse of the Buddha. The emphasis was on the practice of mindfulness and Buddha Vachana.We are very much grateful to him. Our next speaker is Most Venerable Gyana Lok Thero from Sri Lanka. He is a very good practitioner, meditation practitioner. And I hope he will be brief in delivering his...
They were good people. They were doing a lot of good things. But they didn't control their desires. They have broken their sila. They didn't have the sila. They had, so for that, they, sila means sacrificing a pleasure. It's not just the name. Buddha has given this like a bandage to protect us, you know, from more damaging our mind, building up more defilements, to give up a pleasure, knowing the damaging nature of it.That's why that's the sacrifice. Then you become sacred. You know, you... So virtue or sila, they didn't practice this particular virtue. So for this reason, they just didn't take... No, I mean, they didn't have the wisdom to understand. And then when you do like that, when you indulge in pleasure, you become corrupt. Your mind becomes, you know, it becomes corrupt. Or when it becomes corrupt, automatically...The symptoms of the mental disease start to come out, that is anger, irritation, and so on in your daily, so you are making more new karma. And based on that karma only, you will get the last moment, the particular thought. So this is something, I don't know how to, this thing. So the sila, that is something we have to really think today, even TV today, internet,All these new gadgets, you know, connections to the Kama Loka, which is the world of Mara. When we are supposed to reduce our connections, when we open ourselves to the dustbins of the world, I hope some of them, they will feel what I'm saying, because this will help you. And when you, activate your desires to a certain pitch, to corresponding to that pitch, certain dimensions are open. And normally it is Bhutas, Pretas,And that makes your addictions, you know, that drives you. And if you allow those temptations, then what happens? You know, you will nourish those forces. And then it's like a cycle. So you have to be very careful, you have to watch that, and you have the willpower to really, whenever there's a temptation, to know this, what is happening, and then to control yourself. And when you do that once, twice, you will be, you know, you'll be able to...recover or come to us, you know, you'll be not feeding those negative things which are going to block you to realizing Nibbana. And that is something I feel is important to practice Sri where we are. Don't worship society. Worship worship honesty, truth, and do things in silence. You will protect yourself and you will share something which is most constructive to the world.Especially to how to develop this ojas, tejas, this is very important. Because we have temples today, we have monasteries. I call monasteries, temples, aranyas, they are like hospitals. But today we lack doctors. we have hospitals there, we are maintaining hospitals and all this place, but we don't have doctors, you know, we don't create human beings which are powerful in character and purity.And knowledge about life, knowledge about experiences. That is something, I mean, this is very necessary. How we can create But first of all, we have to create ourselves. We have to spend time to do this.
Though Buddhism was born in India, from India it has spread all over the world, but for some time it almost disappeared from its birthland. Since 19th century, Buddhism restarted or revival in three ways. One way is institution and temples, societies, organizational way. Another one is the Buddhist literature, publishing, writing, translating, and teachings. And another way is practicing meditation. So these all credits, I think, goes to Most Venerable Anagarika Dharmapala, who was not native of India. He came from Sri Lanka and struggled entire his life. Because of him, today we are here and we are discussing Buddha Dhamma and we are practicing, and many people, followers of the Buddha, admirers of the Buddha, and we are very happy and very grateful, very thankful to Most Venerable Bante from Thailand, Ajahn from Thailand, and lot of his followers came here today especially for this Dhamma conference. So their participation, their cooperation encouraged us a lot. So, and they also expressed that this will be not the first time, and it will every year continue. So it is very, very thankful for them, thankful to them.
So now I just want to go not to the on giving a talk on Dhamma, but rather than the responsibility. Responsibility, I think that the great elderly scholar Mr. Penjo from Ladakh has said that education, which has been very emphasized by His Holiness Dalai Lama, that's been very important for the Sangha community. Because education plays a very important role to us. I'm not a great scholar. I regret not being a great scholar. Because when you're not a great scholar, you miss lot of true teachings of the Buddha. When you miss, you cannot teach. Playing an important role in my country, I failed. That's why I think, as the elderly people says, that education is very important to us. Yes, definitely meditation, definitely the practice is the base of our practice, base of our life. But without the educations, we are failing a lot of things. When you have the less education, we are less exposed. We have less knowledge of each other. You see us, I'm wearing a red color. Here His Holiness is wearing a brown color. Here yellow color, and some are orange color. So we are wearing a different color, assuming to be a great spiritual masters. We present them as a great spiritual master, but we are forgetting that our communication is very less because we don't educate each other. That's why Theravada have no knowledge of Vajrayana. Vajrayana have no knowledge of Theravada. So we think that our teaching is better. Their teaching is not good. That's why I think His Holiness always give in his teaching that Nalanda tradition. Let's forget the Nalanda tradition for a while. Let's have the Buddhist education. I think this is the time not to play with the money rather than playing with our educations. We had played a lot with the funds. We had built many temples. But let's be together and learn each other rather than criticizing. Criticism is born from the ignorance. Criticism comes only when your education is less. I'm honored to be a part of Tripitaka this time. Then I learned a lot of things. I had a misconception of Theravada. This Tripitaka, being a part of Tripitaka, helped me to clear my misconception. I'm sure the fellow brothers will clear your conception of the Vajrayana. And I'm sure that all the fellow brothers believe in educating the monks.
Most Venerable Logan Namgyal, General Secretary of Central Monastic Body of Bhutan, has presented a very nice deliberation. He is a most powerful speaker, very powerful. And each and every word comes to us. The message is very clear that we should be one. Now, our next speaker is from Myanmar, Most Venerable Sandhalankara Mahathero, Founder Director of Mahabodhi Meditation Center. Sir.
The most venerable guest, the most venerable Bhikshu and Bhikshuni, lady and gentlemen, Dr. Varasambodhi mentioned the 19th century, the development of Buddhism in India. Topic also, 19th century onward, the development of Buddhism in India. So, for me, I want to mention the background of Buddhism before 19th century onward. Before taking the topic 19th century onward development of Buddhism, let me allow mention little bit the past ground of Buddhism connecting to the topic. Here I would like to mention the propagation and preservation of Buddhism only in India because of a lack of my knowledge abroad. As you know, one of the greatest apple-making events in the history of India took place in the 6th century BC when Gautama, the Buddha, got the higher enlightenment in Buddhagaya and delivered the first Sama as Sarana in Varanasi. And he exhorted his disciple numbering 60 arahat, go and wander forth for the benefit of God and man in compassion for the world, for the welfare of many, to preach for the peace and happiness to all people and creatures.
So with this word, I'm going to conclude my speech. And I pay my grateful respect to all the monks who patiently listening these Dhamma talks, and also the scholars and participants. Bhavatu sabba mangalang. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy.
So, Venerable Dr. Varasambodhi Thero, who was representing Bangladesh, we would request our next speakers to be brief in their deliberations. Our next speaker is Most Venerable Ugyen Namgyal. He is the General Secretary of Central Monastic Body of Bhutan.
First of all, I'd like to pay my respect to all the Mahasangha. It's a very auspicious day today, the 54th anniversary of Anagari Dharmapala. I'd like to thank for inviting us here in this hall to participate in this ceremony. And I feel very honored to be. I just want to go to very direct to the points because I am one to have a very short speech in 10-15 minutes so that I can give my opportunity to my fellow friends. Bhutan is a very small country, a very Himalaya country. Its name, its culture, its history is blended with all the Buddhist things. So you can call the Bhutan is a 99% Buddhist country. We are ruled by the Buddhist king, and most of our country people are Buddhists. And if you see our architecture, our tradition, the way we live, it's all based on Buddhist culture. And Bhutan plays a very important role in the country, in the world, because Bhutan being a Buddhist country, its national religion is Drukpa Kagyu. And Drukpa Kagyu holds from the His Holiness Jekyen Rinpoche, which is a very equivalent status with His Majesty the King. Then we have a central monastic body which consists of 6,000-7,000 monks in the country. There are each central monastic body subdivision in every district. We have almost like 20 shedas, which means Buddhist philosophical institutes. We have 20 meditation centers, and we have more than 100 temples in every village. So this itself shows our life is very much with the concept of the Buddhist philosophy. Now I just want to go not to the on giving a talk on Dhamma, but rather than the responsibility. Responsibility, I think that the great elderly scholar, Mr. Penjo from Ladakh, has said that education, which has been very emphasized by His Holiness Dalai Lama, that's been very important for the Sangha community. Because education plays a very important role to us. I'm not a great scholar. I regret not being a great scholar. Because when you're not a great scholar, you miss lot of true teachings of the Buddha. When you miss, you cannot teach. Playing an important role in my country, I failed. That's why I think, as the elderly people say, that education is very important to us. Yes, definitely meditation, definitely the practice is the base of our practice, base of our life. But without the educations, we are failing a lot of things. When you have the less education, we are less exposed. We have less knowledge of each other. You see us, I'm wearing red color. Here His Holiness is wearing a brown color. Here yellow color, and some are orange color. So we are wearing a different color, assuming to be a great spiritual masters. We present them as a great spiritual master, but we are forgetting that our communication is very less because we don't educate each other. That's why Theravada have no knowledge of Vajrayana. Vajrayana have no knowledge of Theravada. So we think that our teaching is better. Their teaching is not good. That's why I think His Holiness always give in his teaching that Nalanda tradition. Let's forget the Nalanda tradition for a while. Let's have the Buddhist education. I think that is very important. We cannot just... Upasaka are very nice. They are very humble. They give us status from here to here. Every year our status change to higher and higher because of the Upasaka. It's because of them we are higher. But if you talk about our own educations, we have to question mark. Yes, some are having a good shilas, some are not. We are having a very shaped head. We look wonderful, great bhantes, great masters. But are we? That's the question mark. In Bhutan, our His Majesty, our Queen says, I think we don't need numbers, we need quality. But the numbers count, because out of the numbers the quality comes. If we just based on the quality, then one day we won't have the quality nor numbers. So let's take it and let's support the numbers of the Sangha in the universe. Let's start from Bodh Gaya. This Bodh Gaya, as we said, this great master here from Sri Lanka who had been given access to the so many holy places only because for the survival of the Buddhist teachings. Only for the survival of Buddhist teachings. And because of that, in Bodh Gaya, I think we have Japan, Sri Lanka, India, Bhutan, Tibet, Korea, Myanmar, Mongolia, now even from Ladakh, Arunachal Pradesh. So there are so many countries involved in Bodh Gaya, believing with that concept of propagating a Dharma in Bodh Gaya. But now we are forgetting that the Sanghas of Bodh Gaya, especially the Indian Sangha, is weakened. The education is less. We need to support them. They need to support us. We need to educate ourselves. I think this is the time not to play with the money rather than playing with our educations. We had played a lot with the funds. We had built many temples. But let's be together and learn each other rather than criticizing. Criticism is born from the ignorance.
By now that religion of Buddha have now tremendous progress in all directions in India. According to some scholar, India now has about over 7 million Buddhists. And together to the spiritual and religious need of the even increasing Buddhist population, a large number of Vihara have come out. The number of Bhikshu have increased, and a good number of Buddhist societies are now engaged in the propagation and preservation of the Dharma. The position of this great religion is likely to improve further as the revival movement is steady on the march. But we have to do more the propagation and preservation of Buddhism. I would like to demand Honorable Government of Bihar State to give a structure of building in Bodh Gaya like Nagarika Dhamma Ambedkar Bhavan in New Delhi for Indian Buddhists. Because many new Buddhists all direction from India are coming to Bodh Gaya. In Bodh Gaya, they are facing many difficulties and very problems for staying and taking shelter when they came to pray main temple in Bodh Gaya. As you know, Bodh Gaya is internationally recognized as center of Buddhist world, even World Heritage Site, under United Nations Organization, UNO. Therefore, every international monastery situated in Bodh Gaya, I request to help to become a structure of building for staying when new Buddhists from different places of India come to pray main temple of Bodh Gaya, because there is very essential and very important. This is also equally shameful for no sheltering place for the poor Buddhists coming all directions from India. Thank you.
And now we have 3 Buddhist universities in Vietnam, one in the north in Hanoi capital, one in Hue in the middle, and one in Ho Chi Minh City in the south where I'm teaching. We also have about 20 Buddhist colleges and about hundreds Buddhist schools in every provinces of Vietnam. Monks and nuns get a good education, both monastic and secular education. In America, we have about 160 Vietnamese temples, and they are doing a very good job in educating the Buddhists overseas, especially to teach Vietnamese language and Buddhist teaching to the young children who were born and brought up in America. So with all this, and especially about, I belong to the Theravada Sangha, and I am the first who was ordained as a bhikkhuni in the Theravada tradition in Sri Lanka. And since then, since 2002, and now I came back to Vietnam and I started a nunnery where we give ordination to samaneris and bhikkhunis. And in 2012, we already organized an international bhikkhuni ordination where 40 candidates came from 4 countries, India, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam. And we organized one training for the 3 months of the Vassa for the bhikkhunis and samaneris of these 4 countries. And we got a very good feedback from the students. And that's why last year, in 2013, we organized another training program for the bhikkhunis in Nagpur, India, where 40 bhikkhuni nuns from Nagpur and surrounding areas gather. And I invited Venerable Thamananda from Thailand, Pante Professor Satyapan, Head of Department of Buddhist Studies from Delhi University, Venerable Sattasumana from Sri Lanka to come and teach them for 1 month. So that is what we are trying to do to maintain Buddhism and to propagate Buddhism while practicing ourselves. And today I'm very happy to come here to share with you about our activities.
In fact, book reading is one thing, especially whenever we go to study the socio-cultural history. But we need wandering over the situation. The topic of this session is 19th century onward, development of Buddhism. So if we take a look to the life and works of Venerable Onagarika Dhammapala and his tremendous contribution for the revival of Buddhism in India, in fact, the thing is, In 1893, the Chicago World Parliament of Religion, Venerable Dhammapala made the speech, and he represented the Southern Buddhism. And historically, it is true that after Sir Edwin Arlond, the maker of the Light of Asia, nobody ever influenced the Western mind such a way. And his tremendous Dhammaduta working was disseminated both sides of the Pacific as well as the both sides of the Atlantic. And if we study his life and works in the practical situation, particularly in Buddha Gaya and in Sarnath, he faced a lot of opposition and the adverse situation. And how did he work really on the practical ground? And we know that he had the heart of the Bodhisattva, and he used the teaching of the Buddha in every step of his life, and he knew how to neutralize the opposition by applying the loving kindness.
This is where our monks and nuns, upasaka, upasikas, the Dharma must start
the real development of Buddhism. Yes, we need to have buildings like this. We need to have organizations. But please remember, the development of Buddhism is not only, must not only refer to the development of buildings of made up of cement and mortar and sand. It must be the development of oneself. And please remember, the whole teachings of the Buddha, the whole teachings of the Buddha is to develop the mind, to purify the mind, and to destroy what? To destroy the idea of the I and mine, the ego. Because it is this ego, Sakkaya Ditti, that is the one that is binding us to samsara. And how do we go beyond this? This is what. The whole practice of Dharma in Buddha Gaya, I say that I wish that all the monks, whether it be Theravada, Mahayana, Vajrayana, that all will be able to continue to provide their services to their own devotees, but at the same time to maintain that peace, to maintain that harmony, and to develop, to get the goodness from all these different traditions.